T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle,
and Odyssey Station. That's right, man. We're part audacious. I know that.
We're also part audio.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh.
And part Odyssey.
Ooh.
Those three things make a pretty awesome app known as Odyssey. Yeah, you got to download that app today because that's how you listen to The Rock, wherever you want to listen to us. Also, all the music you want, the news, sports, podcasts that move you, all available on Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go to your app store. Get Odyssey today.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play.
It's Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, release those Kraken as they release a new... I don't know. I was trying to...
They released a player.
There we go, well, yeah.
They signed a player.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was trying to do. I was like, release the player, and I'm like, that doesn't work at all.
It's not working. No, Luke Hendon. Which, if you've seen him on the videos, like Kraken put up a video, he looks so young. It's like, it makes you feel old. Because he's 21, so he just probably looks like a 21-year-old. But in my head, I'm like, wow, it looks like a good, like, 16, 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, and
it's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, it's a good start to the Kraken. We've got a face for the team now. I mean, for the players.
Let's put pressure on this poor kid.
Oh, there's already. Come on, you know this. Everyone's going to put all their hopes and dreams on him.
Which is very unfair because it's like hopefully he'll even make the team.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Lacey in Bremerton. Lacey, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, yesterday was a very special day for the Kraken, but today is a very special day for Lacey, isn't it?
It is.
What is it?
My birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Lacey.
Whoa.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, happy 21st birthday.
Thank you, Rev.
For real?
Thank you.
Or are you just making it up?
I would never make up that for anybody who might
it's
not.
It's like the 18th anniversary of my 21st birthday.
Oh, nice.
Well, you're doing it right then. If you can celebrate an anniversary 18 times, that's a great tradition.
What big plans do you have to celebrate your birthday besides losing to me on Beat Migs?
After I beat you, I suppose. We're just going to go up to Edmonds for the weekend and hang out there.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Awesome.
Nothing wrong with Edmonds. Edmonds is a sweet spot.
I like Edmonds.
It is. It's so cute.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Lacey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Lacey, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
The largest living structure in the world, the Great Barrier Reef, is located off the coast of what country?
Australia.
Yes. How many centimeters are in a meter?
1,000?
No.
No, 100.
Yes. Robert Pattinson will play which comic book character in 2022?
Batman.
Yes. Panthera Leo is the scientific name of what animal?
Panther?
No.
Lion.
Yes. Dennis Rodman won 5 championships with the Chicago Bulls and which other team?
The Lakers?
No.
I don't know basketball. Pass.
The flute belongs to what family of instruments?
What does?
The flute.
Oh, woodwind.
Yes. How many Great Lakes are there?
5.
Yes. Albert Einstein passed away in what decade?
The 70s,
50s. 50s, yes. According to the Fountains of Wayne song, whose mom has got it going on?
Stacy's mom.
Yes. Yeah. Who was on the $100 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. And that is a 9 out of 10.
Oh, I like this. Ooh. I like this a lot.
That's a really good birthday score.
Could be
That's
a BDW awesome. For her.
It could be, but you never know. There's a little bit of wiggle room, and Steve could give some birthday spankings.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well,
okay. Okay, that does sound right, apparently.
Hey, Steve, you're back.
Yes, I am.
You ready?
Oh, yeah!
The largest living structure in the world, the Great Barrier Reef, is located off the coast of what country?
Asia.
No.
China.
No.
America.
No. How many centimeters are there in a meter?
100.
Yes. Robert Pattinson will play which comic book character in 2022?
Batman.
Yes. Panthera Leo is the scientific name of which animal?
Sex Panther.
No.
Panther?
No.
Lion.
Yes. Leo. Dennis Rodman won 5 championships with the Chicago Bulls and which other team?
The Detroit Pistons.
Yes. The flute belongs to what family of instruments?
Skin.
No.
Wind.
No.
Brass?
No. How many Great Lakes are there?
5.
Yes. Albert Einstein passed away in what decade?
The 20s.
No.
50s.
Yes. According to the Fountains of Wayne song, whose mom has got it going on?
Stacy.
Yes. Who's on the $100 bill?
Franklin.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You lose. Woo! 9 to 8.
The flute did it, baby.
Damn it.
Yeah, the flute did it. You needed to be a little more specific with it.
Woodwind?
Yes.
That's it.
Come on, us musicians. I'm a drummer. I'm lying. I'm
not, yeah. There you go. There you go.
And we're Lacey, nice work.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys. It's fun.
Yeah, and we appreciate the fact that you got me this. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Happy birthday, Lacey. Death metal DJ.
Yeah, it was the woodwinds, unfortunately.
Mm. Oh, sorry about that.
And she also knew that it was Australia that has the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh. Yeah. That was when I was like, when he got that wrong, I'm like, oh, we have a chance.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And happy birthday, Lacey, and sorry, Steve.
Yeah, sorry,
Thanks, Rev.
There's a lot of reasons for us to, you know, feel sorry for Steve. He got this bad news yesterday, and a lot of us are just hearing about it today. Ellen DeGeneres, it's done. Next year, her last season, Steve.
I know. You know, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Oh, it's time. Oh, you believe it's time. Oh, you've decided.
Yes. I actually, she consulted with me, BJ, and I said, it's time, Ellen. Pull the plug.
Of course, nobody
likes you anymore.
That's really what it is. A lot of people are thinking, hey, Ellen, is it because of the toxic workplace allegations and all the stuff going on? And she's like, look, those were hurtful, but they did not impact her decision. She said that when she signed a 3-year contract in 2019, she always knew this would be the end. And here she is making the announcement.
I am announcing that next season, season 19, is going to be my last season. 2 years ago, I signed a deal for 3 more years, and I always knew in my heart that season 19 would be my last. 19 is a great number. First of all, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. Also, on the periodic table, 19 is the atomic number for potassium. You may wonder why I've decided to end after 19 seasons. The truth is, I always trust my instincts. My instinct told me it's time. As a comedian, I have always understood the importance of timing. And I promise you that we are going to have a fantastic final season. It will be a season where I truly get to say thank you.
Oh, my gracious. A season where I truly get to say F you to all my coworkers.
I was waiting for something like that.
It is interesting because I remember when Jay Leno was still sticking around and all the controversy that he was involved in with. The reason he said, one of the big reasons, he's like, look, I don't really need to work, but all the people that do this show do.
Yeah, that's true. But you think in her instance, she's like, well, I don't need to work, and clearly my coworkers do not like me, so maybe why am I still doing this?
Maybe, could be. Yeah, right. I know, I mean, you can't help but think in your brain it's a big F you to, all right, you want to be that kind of, guess what, no jobs for you.
So yesterday we were on the MegaCast, me and D. Ted Smith, and we were talking about Ellen, and he was just like, yeah, I've always thought she was kind of a phony, and there's been certain instances where he brought up that he felt really showed like her true colors. And he brought up an interview that she did with Dakota Johnson that I didn't know about, which I thought was really funny. I think Rev grabbed the audio for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Apparently, Dakota Johnson once was on a guest on the show talking about her birthday, and Ellen's like, oh, why didn't you invite me to your birthday? So the next year, Dakota did invite him to her birthday. And Dakota was a guest again, and Ellen pulled the same joke, and Dakota called her on it, and it got really awkward because Ellen never showed up and just completely blew her off for her birthday party.
Oh, that's awesome.
How was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Yeah. But I did invite you, and you didn't come. So
this time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody. Ask Jonathan, your producer. Who said you were?
I was invited. Right, why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Was it?
You're out of town.
Oh yeah, I had that thing.
Wow. Yeah, boy, oh boy. I mean,
you were out of town. We're just trying to cover your ass because this is really awkward.
Yeah, it's very, very awkward. Especially because she does the same joke. How does Jonathan, the producer, unless he doesn't know she's going to do that joke? Because you think they would have warned her and go, hey, by the way, last time she was here. You know what I mean?
Maybe I just want to watch her crash and burn.
Maybe. Yeah, I would be so mad at my producer if they didn't say, hey, by the way, last time this is how this went down and you didn't go. Somebody, that was awkward.
Sounded like it was off the cusp, though. Like, she sounded like she was just kind of like throwing in a one-liner.
But see, that's why I'm the producer guy. Ellen, don't make anything about the birthday. She invited you last time. And...
Well, they probably never even thought it would come up for some reason. Yeah. You know, I mean, how many people you have as a guest on the show, they may not have remembered exactly how the last interview went. And I feel like Dakota was just like, I'm looking for this opportunity to throw this in there again.
Yeah.
Ellen, you little bitch, I'm going to get you this time.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
Because she gave her like a glare when there was like that awkward silence where you're just like, okay, this is awesome.
And I, and poor Dakota's just like, I thought, you know, I didn't even know you liked me. And then you said, come to my birthday. And so she's like, well, we got to invite Ellen next time. She probably didn't want to piss off Ellen and thought she did. She probably thought she pissed off Ellen.
I love Ellen just like pulls the like, you knew I liked you. Like, I almost felt like Satan's like horns were going to pop. You knew I liked you.
I know.
I don't like you now, though.
And Dakota just told her, I didn't even know you liked me. And then she turns around and says, oh, no, you're wrong. You knew I liked you. It's like, wow, Ellen, you didn't even hear what she said. She didn't have a clue that you liked her, but then thought, well, okay, I better do right by you and invite you to my party.
And her goodbye message, she sounds so miserable. Like, her voice just sounds so sad. Like,
has she ever...
It's like they're on to me now. Yeah. They finally figured me out.
Has she ever been diagnosed with being on the spectrum? Ellen really... It seems to me like she's got some social awkwardness that I feel like, you know, maybe would be tied to her. You know, when Elon Musk came out and said he has Asperger's, it's like that explains a lot. Which, you know, I definitely want to have empathy for somebody that's got something going on that prevents them from interacting socially, which, you know, spectrums that can do. But because that's what she feels like to me. Either she's very mean or she just doesn't know how to interact socially. She seems very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I have no idea. I joke and say I like her show, but I've really never watched a full episode. I just like watching her dance with the audience, and then I tune out.
Yeah, she's got a good dry wit about her. I mean, she always has. That's been her shtick, you know, over the years. Mm-hmm. And but now with more that we know, I just feel like there may be, maybe she's, I don't know, either she's a very mean person or she's got some stuff going on that, you know, that make it tough for her socially.
Maybe the final season's where we rarely see the true side of Ellen, and it's like just like raging mean person every episode.
That would be awesome.
That would be the greatest like send off. Like, you want to see the real Ellen, you're getting the real Ellen.
Oh, season that would 19. Be epic.
When you're doing those deep voices, though, it just sounds like she's like is going to turn into like Jigsaw or something.
Yeah. Do you want to play a game? I'm going to dance with you and insert a key in a body part.
She does like to scare people all the time, so. I mean,
boom.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she does. Yeah, she does a lot of that stuff, and so, you know, surprising people and having people go in and like do these sort of, you know, candid camera type of stuff. Next year's going to be good, Steve. I hope you're right. That will be great entertainment.
She should show up to Dakota Johnson's birthday party and just like create a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Just trash the place.
Oh,
you
no.
wanted me here. You got me here.
Oh man. Oh. We got a woman that pulled a great prank on her boss by using artificial intelligence. You hear what she did at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I love this story. A woman programmed her boss's computer to start talking to him when no one else was around. Oh, this is so awesome. Here's what that sounded like.
Oh, boy. I don't know what you did, Christine, but I know it's you. You're freaking me out if you're listening to me.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid. I am, believe me. There's something's going to explode.
Let me out of this computer box.
Oh, boy.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Christine needs a raise. Give Christine the raise.
Yeah, Christine's going to get fired.
Oh, jeez. I love this guy. I'm looking at him. He's just like, he just looks like a guy who likes to party on like the beach. Like he's got like his like bright blue button down shirt and cargo shorts on and he's the boss.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't really fire her, by the way. He was just kidding.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And so you're right, Steve. It looks like it's a blast at that place.
Yeah, dude. I like on her TikTok, it says, no, I wasn't fired. My boss could take a joke.
This is something Vicky would do to BJ.
Yeah. He would like it. I think he would like it, though.
Oh, I would. I mean, I suppose if somehow she rigged my Amazon Echo, my Alexa, to do some weird stuff, I'd be tripping out. You know, but I think Vicky's right. I would like if my computer started talking to me. I'd be like, hey, what's up? What's going on?
I'm picturing, like, the sequel to the movie Her or something.
Okay, well, that you know, that's...
That's like a romantic, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty, yeah.
He, so like, Vicky fell in love with Siri's voice or something?
Yeah. I can see BJ doing that.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Oh, you can see me doing that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I wish I could argue with that.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a woman pranked her boss by programming his computer to talk. Based on this, how did you mess with your coworker, or how did they mess with you? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. How did you mess with your coworker, or how did they mess with you? Your calls, your texts, after Korn on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman pranked her boss by programming his computer to talk. And based on this, we want to know, how did you mess with your coworker? Or how do they mess with you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Matt in Seattle. Matt, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Matt. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
So I used to work at a big box hardware store in Renton, and my boss, I worked in receiving, and somebody returned a portable toilet, and I filled it with some yellow cleaner and melted a couple Twix bars in the bathroom under the hand warmer and dropped them in the toilet and left it locked in her office for her in the morning. And she lost her mind. She thought it was real. It took her a couple days of convincing her that it wasn't real.
Oh, man. And you still were employed?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thought it was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
I was kind of notorious for pulling pranks there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I oh, God, there's nothing grosser, though. Man, I wouldn't believe it was, I wouldn't believe you. I wouldn't be like, yeah, sure you're telling me that. That was, oh, that is one of my, you know, I don't know why. I mean, everybody does it. It's bodily functions. Mm-hmm. And yet, walking into a restroom where somebody forgot to flush, I hate it. Oh, you know what, though?
Sometimes you got to blame the actual toilet's abilities, because there are times where I'm like at a gym and I'm like done doing what I'm doing. I hit the flush thing and I'm about to walk out. And I turn around. I'm like, as if, like, did you not do your job? I did everything it was supposed to do. And so then I'm sitting there just trying to get everything. And it's like, what crappy. No.
What, hey, I said
what
you did
poor
there.
Toilet system do you have here? So some people may be in a rush. They don't even realize it. And they walk off and they thought everything was taken care of and it wasn't.
Yeah, especially if they think they got an automatic toilet and they're used to it, but sometimes it doesn't work. I know in our workplace that's the case. It's like sometimes it goes off while you're on the seat and you're like, are you kidding me? I don't need a bidet right now, especially a bidet of my own business.
That means that your soul just left your body.
Oh, that's what that means. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've had a lot of out-of-body experiences then. Wow, I guess I have. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Josh and Graham, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. Now, did you mess with a coworker or did somebody mess with you?
So I messed with a coworker and then he got me back the very next day.
Oh, I love this. What happened?
So we used to remodel houses and we'd always stay at the houses that we were working on. And he kind of kept giving me the gear. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get them. Our air compressor had a hole in the holes. So every once in a while it would turn on and get air into the compressor. So I put it at the head of his bed, and we lived in cots. And so we went to bed probably about 11:30, and 2:30, 2:35 came around. It went off. It scared him so bad that he literally jumped out of bed and knocked over his cot. And I woke up and I couldn't stop laughing because he was just freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
So he told me, he was like, all right, I'm going to get you back. I'm like, okay. Well, we were gearing up for paint. So we were sweeping and vacuuming. Well, we had a really big shop vac, and I'm on my hands and knees getting scraping the floors. Well, I had a hole in my pants, and I had a very loose fitting boxers.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
He took that hose in the seam of my pants and sucked up all my boys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I felt like I was going to be neutered that very day because the pain was so severe.
Dude, that's the moment where I send out a company email to everybody and be like, look, I know we all like to prank each other, but don't prank Chad. He goes too extreme.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You do not want to mess with him. That's the guy I do not want to, like, joke
that
around
with. That is a good call. Right? Oh, is that a good... Oh, man. Oh, yeah, you can't... When the boys are involved, I'm out. I am. Oh, especially shop fact. Oh.
Company email, speaking of that, someone said, I once put saran wrap on the toilet at my workplace. I thought I would get my bud, who I work with. We prank each other all the time. But it ended up being the boss of our company that fell, quote unquote, victim.
Oh, no.
Nobody ever found out it was me. But they sent out a rather stern company email that was pretty hilarious. Oh, I printed it and framed it in my man cave.
Yeah.
He's a crappy boss anyway, LOL.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You just never had, you don't ever invite your boss to your man cave.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, that's for sure. Don't freeze. Or if you want it to be your last day, invite your boss to your man cave.
I
want to
see that email.
Yeah, I suppose that's something to be proud of, you know, especially if you don't like the boss that much. Oh,
wow.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. All right, Vicky, how about you? Did you mess with somebody or somebody mess with you? Because I know I've been fantastic to you.
Oh, the best.
Funny enough, this isn't about anybody here or doing anything here. It was at my first job, and it was a restaurant job, and we were in charge of having our own till. It was very weird. So the boss made out of wood each little kind of box cubbies. So we each were in charge of our own cubby. We each had a lock on it. And the boss's sister was always, you know, she's technically our boss too, was always saying, don't forget to lock yours, don't forget to lock yours. She would never lock hers. So we kind of got tired of it. And one day I decided to just fill it up with condoms. And also like a big, I made like a rubber chicken out of a rubber glove. So the first thing she sees is, oh, that's funny, a rubber glove. And then this poor older Catholic woman opens up to see a big thing filled with condoms. I could see her soul leave her body. It was pretty awesome. It's like, you didn't lock yours. Sorry. Oh, you never know. Everyone knew it was me.
Well, yeah, who else would be having a bunch of that? First of all, who else has access to all those condoms? You probably even have to go buy them.
No. Planned Parenthood, man.
Hey, probably somewhere. Let me go in my purse. I can do this prank on my own.
You know about this one? That says, I once worked at a warehouse where a coworker brought in his new Corvette. He was so paranoid that it would get stolen that he would park it in the warehouse. Well, our manager took a forklift and used it to put the Corvette on the third level industrial shelf.
Oh, whoa!
I was laughing my ass off, but the Corvette owner looked like he was gonna have a heart attack.
I always wanted to do that as my senior prank. Get like a forklift and put like the principal's car and put it on top of the building.
Yeah.
Never could figure it out. That sounds awesome.
It's probably good that you didn't, Danny. I feel like that would have been over the line.
You got to be really confident in your abilities with that forklift. Like, I don't know if I want to mess with a guy's Corvette. Like, the prank is awesome, but I'd be afraid that I would screw it up, scratch it, move, like, mess up the bottom of it somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Where, like,
that's coming out of my pocket.
I feel like there's no way you can do that without causing some damage, to be honest. But I apparently it didn't.
And I don't care if it's a Corvette or like a 1989 Honda Accord. I'd still be like, you know what, guys? I don't want to mess with this.
You're still going to mess it up somehow.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could see it all of a sudden falling off, you know, and then me like wrecking something at the job as well as wrecking the vehicle. Like it would go completely wrong.
How about going wrong? This guy said I changed the ringtone for when my boss would call to a-hole calling. Well, that backfired when I lost my phone in the shop, and he called it trying to help me find it.
Nice. A-hole calling.
See, mine wasn't that bad. I just had you, BJ, as the Imperial March, so I knew that Darth Vader or Emperor Palpatine would be calling.
Oh, that's lovely. I don't think I realized that.
Do you have ringtones for everybody?
No, not anymore, because it's too hard for Apple phones. It was back when I had an Android, and it was a lot easier to use. And so not anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry you can't have Palpatine call you on a regular basis.
Well, you can still call me.
Yeah, my buddy has like a Wicked Witch scream when his wife calls.
See, but that's going to backfire, I feel.
I look at him and I go, are you an idiot? I mean, at some point, she's going to call when somehow, you know, your daughters are around or whatever, but apparently it's like, I don't care. And I don't even know if she knows. And I was like, all right, well, if she knows, I wonder what the hell she has for you, you know?
Dog, too.
Yeah, really. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. How did you mess with your coworker, or how did they mess with you?
To go back to the Corvette story, they said they used the genie lift, but the guy ended up quitting eventually anyway.
Aw. Oh, damn.
So they said we used to draw lines of sweet and low that looked like lines of Coke at the bus station at our restaurant. To kind of mess with people.
Jeez. Wow. At the bus station. So they would just, put lines of Coke somewhere? Oh, at the busing station. They have a bus station outside, and they'll go, hey, lines of Coke. Lines of free Coke at the bus station.
There's some pretty interesting diner / gas stations off the side of the freeway when you're going cross country, so I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Man, would you take advantage of that? If you were a big enough drug addict, Coke head, I think you probably would. You take a shot.
Just like, hey, see what happens.
This is Splenda. What the heck?
Right?
Yeah. I feel like you're really not that cared about much about hygiene at that point when you got a lot of free Coke out there. Not speaking from experience at all.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. I like this one. This seems like one of those like ongoing pranks that just gets under the skin of somebody. But they said every day we would slightly adjust the chair and desk of our coworker. She had one of those desks that you could put up so you could stand and work or sit and work. We would do it just enough so it was noticeable, and it pissed her off. So we did it every day for a year.
Wow, that's a great commitment.
Just like a little I mean, sometimes you notice that. Like, if you sit, like, usually in your chair, yeah. And you're like, who's been sitting in my chair? Like, that would mess with me.
Oh, yeah. And the rising desk thing, I'd be like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Every day, I would start measuring. I would make sure, okay, I'm going to make sure I got this at the right thing to see if someone's messing with me.
Like, the ones in our building, they have, I call them sleep numbers. Because it's like, oh, you could be at, like, this. It'll tell you what number you're at.
Oh, then you definitely can see if someone's messing with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I bet that wouldn't stop the prankers. They'd be like, I hope they see we're messing with them.
When my boss left his laptop open one day, so I opened up a separate tab and searched for Viagra. Now he gets tons of ads for male enhancement pills.
Nice.
Wow. You know, that could have gone a lot worse. When you think about what they could have searched for.
We used to do that when I worked at the end, the running joke with a few of us, including our, people that are assistant bosses and bosses. Like, if you leave your computer open with your email, all bets are off. You could send out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a different time. You can get away with it. So I remember my boss, my main boss, I went in there to talk to him, but he left. He wasn't there, but his email was open. I'm like, well, we all do this, so why not? So I just sent out a company or a staff email that said, hey, everybody, take the rest of the day off. It's beautiful outside. I'm going to go watch squirrels play on the trees. And I sent it, and I thought, someone actually left for the day.
Yeah.
And he found out, and he just I had to fess up. I'm like, it was me. And he was not happy. And then our little fun email game ended after that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if I get an email like that, it's like, oh, good, go play with squirrels. I'm out. Peace.
I thought that was so ridiculous. Like, what? You really thought our boss wanted to go into the park and watch squirrels play in trees?
Yeah. Don't even care. It's an official email.
Yeah, you're right.
You really get to see the people that are looking for any reason to get the day off. And hey, that was it.
Peace. That was it.
Best day ever. Plus, our boss is weird.
I will tell you, though, over the course of my time working for many different radio companies, I've seen some interesting emails for the business side where they get the day off. Or, and then, of course, you're on air and you're like, oh, great. Well, we don't get that. Thanks. Go enjoy the whatever. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. Thanks.
Right. He was saying it to everybody.
Yeah. That's my kind of email. We got a guy that was arrested for riding in the backseat of a Tesla with no driver. He got arrested for this. He says he will do it again. You hear from him at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.